The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. Bombshell documents prove the Bidens sold out America to China for money. You and I have already known this, but now there's new documents that put that it's no doubt. The puzzle pieces have been all put together. It is extremely clear that God has allowed everyone in America to see that they have someone who is a traitor as president, who sold his country out for money to our biggest enemies around the world. And no one can deny it except for a liberal. And liberals only deny it because it's their guy. And they don't. It doesn't matter what their people do. If their media tells them, oh no, Biden's great, then Biden's great. Doesn't matter. They just obey like slaves. If they were told tomorrow that we need to build a massive border wall and shut immigration down, and Joe Biden's proposing this wall be built better than Donald Trump's wall, every single Democrat in 24 hours, every single liberal, if their liberal media said that to them, and then the White House backed it up, would say how wonderful that is. After they screamed and shout for years and years and years, years and years and years about the wall, they would flip in 2 seconds. They've done it on so many things. So here is more evidence. It's rock solid. It will anger you because you have to be a liar to say that Joe Biden didn't commit treason. You have to be a liar. Anyone that says Joe Biden didn't commit treason is a liar. They know he did. They know it from the evidence. It just depends what's your motivation for lying. The media is going to lie because their job depends on being loyal to the Democrat Party. They know that. If they're not loyal, they can get anyone to read those scripts on CNN or MSNBC, ABC News, CBS News. Those people are just reading. Find someone that can read that will be loyal to the Democrat Party. You're gone. We have the ouster culture where if you don't do what the Democrats say, they oust you, especially if you're a Democrat. And Democrats love it. They love being slaves. They love it. Apparently, they go along every single time. Every single time. So, yes, a liberal is going to deny it because they are slaves. But anyone who's not a slave that lives in America, anyone who is actually free-minded, liberals are slaves to political correctness language. They can't even speak properly. If you ask a liberal, define a woman, they're afraid to do it. If you ask a liberal, hey, see that woman who's pregnant over there? Is she pregnant with a baby in there? They won't know how to answer that question. That's how enslaved they are. They know the real answer, but they also know they're not allowed to say the truth. And they're slaves, so they go along. Why they like being slaves, I have no idea, but they want to be slaves, and they get angry that you're not a slave. You're not. So we've got to come after you. How dare you be a free thinker? How dare you not be politically correct? How dare you speak the truth when others are afraid? I'm too scared to do that. But that's not really the full reason why they hate you. They only like the Democrat Party because the Democrat Party excuses their sins. That's really what it comes down to. Whatever sin is in their life that they love so much, they believe conservatives condemn that sin. And liberals say your sin is okay. And that's really what it really all comes down to. And Democrats don't even know that. They'll know that if they examine themselves. If you're a Democrat and you accidentally watch this, ask yourself, why do you really like the Democrat Party? I guarantee you there is a thing that we conservatives would say is sinful and wrong that you are doing that makes you not like us. Even though it's the truth, it is sinful and it is wrong. And the Democrats endorse whatever that sin is because all sin is endorsed by the Democrat Party. Any sexual sin is endorsed. So that might be your problem. You're living in sexual sin. You know it. Democrats tell you it's fine. So you vote for them. You've gotten several abortions. Democrats tell you it wasn't even a baby. Don't worry about it. We say you killed a child. Well, can't vote for you. Now, you know we're telling the truth, but you can't vote for us because we're exposing that it's sinful. And in fact, you convince yourself that we're tyrants because we speak the truth. No, we follow God's law. So if we're tyrants, then you're calling God a tyrant, just so you know. You hate God is what you hate and his laws, because we're just telling you that's sin. Of course it's wrong. And God is the authority. That's where we're getting it from. We're not making it up that killing a baby is wrong. We get that from God. We didn't just come up with it. Even though you should be able to just come up with it, God's law should be written on your heart. But the point is, if you're a thief, you're going to be a Democrat because they allow you to loot stores, clearly, and they release you. So you're going to vote with those Republicans are tyrants. They would actually put me in jail for stealing. So if you vote for the Democrats and you are a Democrat, remember, you're voting, the people that vote with you, they're probably not committing the same sin as you, but they're doing the same thing and it's going to harm you. That thief that the Democrats let out will someday harm you. The whatever it is, the political correctness agenda people will come after you if you ever step out of line. They will come after you too. So I don't get why that you can't wake up to it. I went off a little bit, but the reason why is because how can any Democrat support Joe Biden knowing that he has taken money through his family from China? And not just China, other nations as well. Now they're saying it's up to about $50 million. It was up to 25. Now they're saying evidence is showing that it could be up to about $50 million they have taken to commit treason against America. But they don't consider it treason. That's just them getting rich the way they're supposed to. They became a politician to do those things, to do crooked deals, to take bribes, to get rich. That's why they became a politician, a lot of them. So he's just doing what it's the people's fault that vote for them. You who vote for Joe Biden, it's your fault. You don't care. Joe Biden told you your sin's okay. Joe Biden is cool with your sin, so I guess you got to let him sin as much as possible and destroy your life. He's destroying this country. He's destroying your life. You're probably not for open borders, but you have to say you are because you're part of the Democrat Party, which is destroying your city. And you're allowing it because the Democrats said that your sin's okay. So you have to allow their sin to be okay too. You're a slave. You are not free. You never have been. Only conservatives are free. And maybe a libertarian or something that doesn't bow down. Anyone who doesn't bow knee to the Democrat Party is free. Anyone who follows the Democrat Party is a slave. And I'm not saying that as an example or as a type. I literally mean you're enslaved to the Democrat Party. They will destroy your life if you go against them. And you don't have a history of going against them, so you haven't carved out a life to go against them. You have a job that you know that if you do go against them, you will get smashed. Because if you, your whole life, we're standing up against them, like I have. You're not going to get, I mean, they still can come after you. I shouldn't say that. They still come after us too. But we can do things in freedom way more than you, just so you know. All right, let me get to the report. Here's Grant Stinchfield talking about what the Bidens did with the new documents.
That the Chinese energy firm CEFC, remember that name? That's where Hunter Biden was doing all those deals. Apparently, they tried to buy a liquefied natural gas company in Louisiana that had a large role in a port where a lot of energy goes through, which means a lot of energy going through that port. What does it mean? It would mean that China would have a stranglehold on much of our energy supply in that area of the country. Well, on John Solomon's podcast over at Just the News, he had Congressman Austin Scott on, and Scott summed it up like this.
The idea that you would help the Chinese acquire assets in that area to give you know, an adversary. And again, China is no longer a competitor. They are an adversary. The ability to control the energy supply inside the United States. And you're talking about an adversary controlling the flow of U.S. energy to American citizens and American industry. I don't understand how much more of a traitor you could be than to do such a thing.
That's right. I'm going to give you more. Controlling the energy by a key port in America, Louisiana, who knows what kind of power they could obtain over our energy supply in a huge section of the country. The Bidens don't care. And the Democrat voters don't care because the Bidens are cool with their sexual exploits and says they're cool. So Biden can destroy the country because he supports you having homosexual sex. So I guess I got to support Biden even though he's a traitor and is betraying you. He's not just betraying Republicans. He's betraying all American citizens. He's betraying you. But you're cool with it because they told you your sin is okay. It's disgusting. You better check yourself. This is why hardly any Democrats really do watch my show. They flee. This has always been the case with me. I was in the middle of Detroit broadcasting, begging Democrats to challenge me on things like this, but I would point out the sin. And you know, Democrats would never call in, hardly ever. I had one guy that would call in that was a Democrat regularly, one that would challenge me. And the rest, it was just like-minded people because, and that's not the case with a lot of talk show hosts. It was with me because the few that would call in, they learned right away, they can't beat me. I will win every time. And I knew I would, no matter who it is. I said, Barack Obama, call in and I will crush them. And you think, how could you be that cocky? It's not cockiness. Here's what I said, this is why I know I will win every time. I know I'm right and I'm stating truth and I know they're stating lies. So in order to win, truth wins always as long as it's stated properly. What I would see is George W. Bush up there who wasn't really a conservative and they purposely would not say the things. We were like, why are they saying that? Why don't they say this? Why don't they? Well, now we know because they were secretly part of the globalist society. They weren't conservatives. So they didn't argue our points. They didn't state the truth. They allowed themselves to be in a debate that was even. No conservative should ever have an even debate with a liberal. It should be a slaughterhouse. It should be the conservative destroyed them. They don't even know what to do. They don't even know what hit them. Because you have the truth. All you have to do is articulate it. Now, I understand there's some people, you just don't have the gift of being able to articulate the truth. You know it. Don't go out and debate a liberal because then you could make us all look bad. Leave it over to the people that know how to do that. And we will crush them all. But most conservatives that could do that would be held down because secretly, the Republicans who are not really conservative hold people like a Donald Trump down. They couldn't hold Donald Trump down because he was a multimillionaire, a billionaire. So he could fund his own stuff. So they were unable to hold him down. And what did Trump do? Trump just spoke plainly. He didn't even get sophisticated. He just told the truth and they could never win. He didn't get complicated. He did the most basic laying out the truth and it won. No one ever came close to beating Donald Trump in a debate. Never even close. It was never, ever close, ever. I know the liberals will say, or Joe Biden. No, that's just because you lie to the American people and act like Joe Biden wasn't lying. Joe Biden lied every second. We can look back and see, look at how much he lied about the laptop and Hunter Biden. He lied about everything in the debate. He got destroyed. He got slaughtered. He's caught in lies. That debate can be used as evidence and is being used as evidence and should be used as evidence criminally against Joe Biden. So Donald Trump debates Joe Biden. The media tries to act like it's even. Donald Trump crushes him so badly that he incriminated himself during the debates. Do you understand? And what did Donald Trump do? He just spoke the truth. He was able to articulate it. And if you can articulate it in a complicated way, Oh, they're really toast. But you don't even have to. All right, back to this report. John Solomon comes on with Grant Stinchfield about this treason that is easily provable. There's more evidence about Joe Biden committing treason than Abraham Lincoln ever lived. That's the way it seems. With that Hunter laptop, there's so much evidence. It's amazing.
I'm with him on this. You're giving China access to our ports, our energy, things that our national security relies on. There's no way China would allow American companies to come in and do the same thing. America's either asleep at the wheel or this is on purpose. And sadly, I believe when it comes to the Biden administration, they're paid off. It's on purpose. Well, joining me now is the founder of Just the News and the host of Just the News, No Noise, a podcast you saw there, of course, and the show on here on Real America's Voice. John Solomon is with us. John, it is great to have you back on.
Yeah, good to be with you, Grant.
John, trying to help them buy a Chinese energy firm. Can we tie this back to Joe? I mean, you know, everything leads back to Joe, the big guy.
Yeah. Well, this was the deal. This was the CEFC deal where the 10% was allegedly being considered to be reserved for Joe Biden. It is the deal where President Biden has a meeting with CEFC executive in California. It is the deal where Hunter Biden is invoking his father's name when he's trying to pressure the Chinese to give money to his family in 2017. And most importantly, I think this may be the most important thing. James Biden told the FBI he understood, or Hunter Biden had told him, that this company, CEFC, its chairman, a guy named Chairman Xi Jinping, he was directly related to or associated with the president of China, President Xi. Think about that. The Biden family knew the company it was trying to help buy this strategic gas asset in the Gulf of Mexico was directly tied to the communist Chinese president of China. They were directly helping, in their minds, the Chinese government by doing business with them. And when you ask about, well, what did Hunter Biden expect to get for this help? There's an extraordinary email where he talks about $10 million just to make introductions. I should get $10 million a year just to make introductions. When you see that evidence, which has been released by the House Ways and Means Committee today, you understand why Ron Johnson back in 2020 and Chuck Grassley feared that there were national security implications to what the Biden family was doing with its grifts overseas. And you understand why the FBI wanted to more aggressively investigate this in the IRS. Unfortunately, as we also learned from the evidence today, every time they tried to go and ask questions about the big guy, or as he was referred to in the documents, a major political figure number one, Joe Biden, they were told they couldn't go there. When they wanted to bring a campaign finance case against Joe Biden, they were told, I'm not interested. When they want to ask about Joe Biden or his grandchildren, they were told they couldn't do it. So you have corruption, you have China and national security implications, and you have a cover-up all in this set of documents released tonight on the eve of tomorrow's first impeachment inquiry hearing.
It's all there. We don't even need it. It's all there in the laptop. As I'm saying, the laptop, there's so much criminality that is exposed. They can trace some of the emails. This is how we found out that Joe Biden had the fake emails coming out of the White House because he emailed Hunter on his laptop. And I guarantee you there's way more. And I guarantee you there's stuff that the FBI found and is sitting back going, they still don't know what else we found. They haven't found that yet. I guarantee it. These people are the most corrupt America has ever seen to reach this height other than the Clintons and the Obamas. But I tie them all together. They're all the same. The Clintons, the Obamas, and the Bidens are all extremely corrupt. The Obamas are just not touched. Nobody talks about that. You saw Michelle Obama just gave a speech for $750,000. Now, is that profitable? Is there any way you could ever pay someone to give a speech for that much money? What's going on there? Whenever you see a politician or someone like that getting paid that kind of money, when they do not have that type of demand, then there's always something else going on. A lot of times, who knows? Think about how simple it is. Imagine if you took a bribe for $1 million. You've been sitting on it for years. You've got to clean it. You negotiate with somebody to pay you for a speech. You say, I'll give you $1 million if you let me come speak at your place, but then you say you're going to pay me $750,000 to come speak at your place. But I'll pay you $1 million behind the scenes to do it. And then you pay me $750,000 to do it. Boom, clean money. What happens to the other $250,000? They get to keep it. That's the price of cleaning the money. I just made that up, that scenario. I'm just saying. But I'm saying, folks, whenever you see massive amounts of money in politicians who can't draw a fly to come see them, or they have books and they're telling you they're selling all these books, but you don't know a single person that would ever go out and buy that book, yet they're a bestseller, give me a break. Your common sense is correct. There is corruption happening right in front of your face. Oh, it's frustrating. Let me see if I can squeeze a little more in before we go, because they dealt with a lot more than what I'm even giving you. So if you want to check it out, check out the Grant Stinchfield show and the segment that he had with John Solomon from September 27th.
You know, it's amazing because I've debated with myself, John, about which is more damaging to the nation. Is the corruption more damaging, or is the cover-up more damaging? Because the cover-up could extend beyond the Bidens. Once you get the Bidens out, you're free of that. The cover-up, though, seems to be going on and on and on. We saw it during, for some of the Hillary Clinton stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, this is a big problem for the credibility of the Justice Department. Hunter Biden, in his case, get treated entirely different than what almost any other tax case would have been treated. There are clear parameters put on the agents to not be able to ask the questions, interview the people, execute the search warrants that they want to do. And they say, as Agent Joe Ziegler said in a supplemental affidavit made today, they clearly were not allowed to pursue the instances where they want. There's a text message at one point where James Biden is talking about, I can work with Dad and help while you seek safe harbor, he's saying to Hunter Biden. Wait, I thought Dad wasn't involved. Joe Biden wasn't involved in these things. Here's a text message where James Biden and Hunter Biden are talking about Joe Biden being involved in the business transactions that they're trying to deal with. All of these things pointed to questions that should be investigated about Joe Biden. Every time they tried, Leslie Wolf or the tax division or somebody else said, we're not going to go there. And that is not the way the Justice Department, the FBI, normally works. And so there is a cover up here. And I think there's one other C word that I'd like to put out there, credibility. Remember, in his final job interview, Joe Biden said that whole thing that they allege about China, it didn't happen. I didn't get any money. My family didn't get any money.
Yeah, he has no credibility. I wanted to get to where Grant Stinchfield points out in that text message with his brother, it says, as usual, meaning this isn't the first time they're doing it. Now, they've done it many times. So that's key too, the language there. Folks, God is just revealing, even to the Democrats, that America is purely corrupt, that they did steal the election, clearly. These people will sell out your country, even if it destroys this country. You don't think they would steal an election? Well, that's too much. They have too much integrity to do that. Even though they shut the election down in 5 states, and then magically they reopen it, and voila! Joe Biden wins! You have to be an idiot if you think Joe Biden won. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. Don't be an idiot by ignoring that. You can be an idiot in every area of your life, but if you get that right, that's what matters. And if you do get that right, he will give you wisdom so you're not an idiot in other areas anymore. See ya!
Hey guys, don't forget to subscribe to my dad's channel. It's free and you stay informed. Now that's a win-win. See ya!
Folks, for over 60 years, the John Birch Society has been standing for our constitutional rights. They want to limit and counter big government and its agenda. You need to go and check out the John Birch Society at jbs.org. Go check it out now.